Someone once asked, there are two types of responses when something bad happens. One response is to commiserate, to tell the person, yeah, it's really tough, I feel with you, it hurts. And the other response is to help the person see how this will pass, everything's going to be okay. Which is right when? How do you know when to say which response? So the truth is that we have guidelines in the Mishnah and in Tanakh. Chazal told us, "Al tenachem adam b'sha'a shemeito mutal lefanav." Don't try to comfort someone when the deceased is still lying before them. Meaning, there's a stage where the body is before him; he's not going to be comforted. Nothing you're going to say is going to comfort him. It's not. There's nothing to talk about. Right now, the message is, "I'm with you in your pain." That's step number one. After the person goes through the stage of the pain, etc., then after the burial, there are halachic guidelines. The first 3 days are for crying, and afterwards is the time for a person to be thinking of comfort, etc. And I think that to some degree, it's very important to recognize the system that the halacha gives us. There's a step one. There is a step of crying. There is a step of just experiencing the moment, the pain, the sorrow, the anger. And that's not the time necessarily to think about other things. There's a step two, and that's what we discussed earlier. But step one is where a person is then. I think in every juncture in our lives, there's a challenge as to whether we will adopt the solution. When we're faced with hardships, so one of the first inclinations is to feel like, why did God do this to me? Or why did God do this, period? We don't always have answers. I think a person who can take his emotions and channel his feelings into prayer will discover a new level of connection with his Creator. Including the discussion of, Ribbono Shel'olam, this hurts. They say in Breslov, you know, in Breslov they go out to the woods and call out, Abba, Father. It's like in universities they have this during final seasons. I don't know if you guys know this. When the clock strikes midnight and everyone's sitting and studying, so they open all the windows and all the guys in the dormitories yell out, Ah! So you hear throughout town, like who knows what, these piercing wails. Everyone's expressing their frustration as they're studying. So Breslov does this out in the woods. Breslov has a lot of things on this, that go out to the woods and cry. Go out and what they call his bodidus, which is a concept that dates back to the giving of the Torah. A person takes time and he talks to his Creator. I think it's important also in this, when a person feels the pain, and there's nothing we can do at this point. So then there's it's a time to channel it into our conversation with our Creator. In every relationship in life, us men are tempted to take our feelings away from the relationship. You come home from a hard day at work, sometimes you want to share it, often you don't. Don't ask what happened today. You're ready to go and zone out in front of the computer or something else. But to share it with your spouse, that's very hard for us men. The same is true with prayer. We find it very hard in davening to talk to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Ribbono Shel'olam, it hurts. Ribbono Shel'olam, I'm sad. I'm hurting. Help me. But I think that if a person does, that's when prayer becomes real. Prayer can very easily become rote. You're saying the same thing every day. Not so easy to have kavana. But when something means something to you, that's when you should talk to God about it. And that includes a test. Even little things that are important to you. If it's important to you, if you're occupied with it, then the place to express that is in prayer. And when we do that, then suddenly prayer becomes a real thing. If I can talk to God in my prayer, then my prayer is real. Now, in all honesty, I'm telling you something that I find to be remarkably hard at the onset. I always marvel at how I have to convince myself each time anew to talk to God about my problems. I'm telling you something that's easier said in theory than done in practice. But in fact, once a person does it, once you start, then it's easier to continue. So I encourage you, before you go to sleep tonight, go up to the Beis Medrash, take your Tehillim, take up Psalms, say a few chapters, and then start talking in your own language and talk to God about what you're feeling and where you're at. If you feel so strongly that the military should do A or B or C, David, so talk to the one who runs the military. Remember, Hashem Ish Milchama. Hashem is also described as the man of war. I think the conversations around the halls here produce less. And if you talk to God and it's a part of your prayer, so then you've made a move. So I think that, again, there's an element of Al tenachem adam b'shat kaso, b'shat shemeto mutal lefanav. It's not the time to comfort a person when the deceased is there, but it is a time to think about talking to our Creator.